Russell converted a first down there late in the third quarter. They would have it fourth down at the Scott City 21 early fourth quarter, and the Beaver defense would make a big stop.
Empty backfield for Russell on fourth and six at the Scott City 21-yard line. Gibson back to pass. Now will throw in the middle of the field. Pass is going to be deflected. Incomplete. Jace Thomas deflects the pass intended for Jesse Whitmer. Scott City holds a turnover on downs here with 11:21 to go.
Scott City would take over at their own 21-yard line with 11:21 to go in the game and a 20-0 lead. And they'd put together a pretty nice drive. They'd get a big third down conversion on a swing play to Jace Thomas. He'd be knocked out there around the 43-44-yard line. He would get knocked out there. Scott City would take advantage of an unsportsmanlike penalty on Russell. They would move it inside the 35 to about the 34-yard line in Bronco territory. Scott City would get another first down, and thanks to the legs of Harrison King once again.
To make that 2-5 on fourth down. Shotgun set up. They have under five to snap it. King drops back to pass. Has all kinds of time. Standing in the pocket, still holding it. He has room to run right side. He's going to tuck it up, and he's going to get the first down as he will pay the price for it at the 22-yard line.
Big scramble that time by Harrison King. Set up Scott City inside the 25-yard line of Russell there. But a couple of plays later, the Beavers will get it down to the 20-yard line, and Scott City commit their second turnover of the night with 4:39 to go.
Scott City had the ball for nearly 7 minutes on their opening series of this third quarter. This one's approaching that. Shotgun set up second and nine from the 19 as King rolls to his right and finds the it's deflected and then intercepted at the 12-yard line. Aaron Reyes tried to reel it in, and then it went off of his hands and picked off by the Broncos. And the second Scott City turnover of the night.
An unfortunate play there, the juggle, and then the interception by Russell. That'd be either a corner, some who was right there at the right place at the right time, and he would take it to the 14-yard line for Russell in their own territory. But Russell had really one last chance there after a big sack there and another penalty would push him back deep in their own territory. But the Beavers would stop him short of the first down one more time.
Fourth and 18 for the Broncos here with 3:08 to go. The Beavers up 20-0. Russell needs three scores here in 3 minutes. Back to pass down the middle of the field. Pass going to be caught, but it's going to be a yard shy of the first down at the 42-yard line. It was caught that time. Wyatt Middleton at the 42-yard line. Carson Froh with the tackle, and it's a turnover on downs for the Beavers with 3:02 to go.
Big stop there gave Scott City good field position at the Russell 42. The Beavers have moved it down the field to the Bronco 21. Would turn it over on downs with about 48 seconds to go. Russell would take over. They'd have some razzle-dazzle. They'd actually have an unsportsmanlike penalty as well after that fourth down to stop there. And that would stead up at their own 11. They would have it sack or a loss of 7 of the 4, but they would run the clock out as well. Scott City would pick up the victory 20-0 as the Beavers get their second shutout of the year on defense, and they improved to 3-2 on the year. We'll tell you more about it. We'll recap the game here in our final segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.